Last Monday, Ryan Brady, Dick Virch, and I got up at 2 a.m. and spent the day trying to see as many birds as we could in northern Wisconsin. While we were loading the vehicles at 2:30 or so, we heard the first bird of the day, a common yellowthroat. We listened hard at several good spots for owls, but it was windy, and apparently owls don't give a hoot about Memorial Day, or at least they don't give a hoot on Memorial Day. We also didn't get a single common nighthawk. We weren't entirely skunked on nocturnal birds. We had several woodcocks and whippoorwills, lots of American bitterns, one LeConte sparrow, soras and Virginia rails, and a distant least bittern, my first ever so far north in Wisconsin. We had lovely shorebirding in Ashland, including ruddy turnstones and a black-bellied plover in splendid breeding plumage. One black scoter swam near shore, and we saw the last mute swan hanging around Ashland, a sight that always makes me sad. I know that it was wise, from a conservation standpoint, to stop invasive mute swans from breeding in the state, but that does not lessen the individual tragedy for the very last of its kind up here. It's imprinted on the Prentice Park area and returns year after lonely year in hopes of finally attracting a mate. Some farms in the Benoit area gave us looks at, but no good photos, of upland sandpipers. I did get a few shots of bobolinks. This has been a good year for finding them. In the Moqua Barrens State Natural Area, we found quite a few neat birds, like scarlet tanager and blue-headed vireo. We also heard a lovely winter wren song, saw olive-sided and yellow-bellied flycatchers, and enjoyed an unexpected flock of red crossbills. From there we headed to the Port Wing Beach, where we had the best shorebird flock of the day, numbering about 100 birds of 8 species, including lots of one of my favorites, semi-palmated plovers. Then we went to one of my favorite spots on earth, Big Pete Road. This excellent road through boreal forest in a state natural area gave us a handful of new birds for the day, including golden-crowned kinglet, brown creeper, and northern perula. The most exciting find of the day was in Herbster, when we came upon a group of 3 red-throated loons in gorgeous breeding plumage. Our list had reached 100 by 8 a.m., but sightings of new birds after that slowed down considerably, in part because we took time savoring some of our best sightings, like those shorebirds in Port Wing, in part because we never once came upon a flock of migrating warblers, and in part because the day was so windy. In the afternoon, well after we'd left Port Wing, a huge hailstorm hit there. By then, we were in Washburn and managed to elude the worst of the rain, though the edge of the storm did dump a bit of rain in late afternoon. We called our team Invasion of the Boreal Chickadees, but didn't get into the Black Spruce Tamarack Bogs in the Clam Lake area, where we might have seen boreal chickadees and some other species as well. Plotting out routes for big days is tricky, and what with the weather and limiting our driving to less than 200 miles for the day, we were very pleased to tally 155 species. Spending the day with Ryan and Dick made the day even more fun for me. I'm usually a pokey kind of birder, trying to savor each bird I see, but focusing on sheer quantity for one day of the year was wonderful. Photos of the day's more cooperative birds are on my blog at www.lauraerickson.blogspot.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.